Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Pod of Rock, eurem Podcast-Magazin rund um Metal, Rock und allem drumherum. Präsentiert von EMP. Wir drehen den Verstärker für euch auf 11 und zwar jede Woche. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit einer neuen Episode Pod of Rock und eurem Host Josef Lex.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Ich bin's mal wieder, euer Lieblings-Josef. Heute wäre es beinahe knapp gewesen mit eurer Versorgung von einer neuen Interview-Episode. Aber wir haben es mal wieder hingekriegt und auch wieder einen zauberhaften Gast für euch. Die zauberhafte Clementine. Was praktisch ist, dass sie so heißt, denn Clementinen sind nicht nur ein sehr, sehr gutes Mittel gegen Skorbut, sondern Clementine selber auch eine Piratin, weswegen das unheimlich nützlich ist. Und deswegen, hello Clementine! Welcome on the show!
Hello! Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so grateful to have you on the show today. You're lead singer in the band Visions of Atlantis. And the last time when researching your band, I found out you like to describe your band as symphonic romantic pirate metal. Those are very, very intricate pieces to put together for a band concept. Can you introduce the non-initiated what your band stands for and what the vibe of your music generally is?
Sure. So we are originally, since the origins of the band and still now today, we're a symphonic metal band. So our music is definitely very epic and very... full of mood, from brightness to darkness, and paired with beautiful instruments that allow when we are working with a symphonic orchestra. So we are a symphonic metal band, but since now the second release with Pirates 2, we decided to create a whole fantasy universe for us using the theme of piracy, but we're not historically accurate. We don't want to be related to history and to the real world. This is more of a fantasy world. It's a construct where we can make things evolve and the way we want to. There's also a bit of magic in all the videos of the previous album. Therefore, the word fantasy fits very well to our universe. And romantic, it's because... Yeah, it's a romanticized approach to what a pirate can be when, you know, you're lost at sea and you need to figure out your journey, your path through life, your destination. You have to understand your motivations and understand your soul and its light and its shadow. So it's a very introspective journey all in all. It's a huge metaphor for being the explorer of your own self, of your own soul. So it's a complex, rich universe, and it goes in line with our music that can be complex as well, but mostly love to embrace beautiful melodies as much as beautiful emotions.
Are there any pirate-related media franchises that propose a very intricate inspiration for you in your music that aren't themselves music?
Well, of course, any movie that had the pirate universe or pirate stories, of course, you can mention Disney and Pirates of the Caribbean or Black Sails or video games such as Monkey Island or Sea of Thieves or Skull and Bones. You know, there's been a lot of creative work around the pirate world, which we love to dive into for inspiration for our visuals. But when it comes to the core of our music, it comes from our musical influences, and when it comes to our lyrics, I'm responsible for them, and it's more a reflection on my own journey through life as a human being.
Reflecting your own journey through life as a human being through the goggles of symphonic pirate romantic metal. Sounds very, very artsy and very very far away from very I believe a normal person life that most of us lead, to transcribing that into the fantasy universe. Are there any, have you ever had any hiccups when translating your journey through life into the pirate fantasy universe of your band?
Not really, because my angle to approach the pirates is the fact that they're human people. And whatever a human experience in one part of the world can be related to in another part of the world when it comes to very universal emotions, such as fear, doubt, dreams, love, loss, regret, and then the idea of feeling that you need to fight for something, whatever it is, you know, or if you're feeling like you've been traumatized and there's a part of yourself that's working against you and preventing you from achieving your dreams, that can be related. Like, a lot of people can relate to that. So my angle to talk about the human nature, even if we're in the pirate world, is still because a pirate is a human person. So to me, it doesn't make a real difference. I still manage to say what I want to say. I just sometimes use words and a lexical environment that fits the pirate universe we've chosen. But the core are human emotions, and that's what I love to play with and love to have people relate to.
I've seen a very beautiful interview with your band in a tour bus, from Digital Tour Bus. How hard was it to keep up the role play as being the pirate version of yourselves during that bus drive with that camera team?
Yeah. So when we knew that he was coming over and wanted to do his format with the tour bus, we knew what it was about. We were like, we don't want to sound like every other band, like showing up our fridge and our couch and like just doing another tour bus tour, you know, like anybody would do, like any other bands are doing, which is fine. It's absolutely cool to see how a tour bus looks like and how bands are finding their way on tour, you know, especially in a different continent. If you're a European band, the US is tricky sometimes. So we thought, you know what, let's just keep on with the pirate stuff and see what comes out of it. I have to tell you, everything was improvised. to the point where some stuff were like not making any sense anymore. But still, it was a lot of fun to shoot. We didn't have so much time to shoot it. So we gave each other some basic guidelines. How about be the recurrent guy being all over the place? And we try to use everything as what it would be in the pirate world, but it was on the moment. And it was fun to do it this way.
It was an absolute bliss to watch. I very much liked the shower bit. you guys are there. If you're into Visions of Atlantis, you need to see that interview in the bus. It's goddamn hilarious. One of the more baseline things for a band that tries to create their own universe through visuals is also the wardrobe. What's your favorite piece of wardrobe that you that you're using on stage or that you used within a video?
So for Pirates 2, I decided to upgrade my character, even if it's not like we really have a huge cosplay going on or that we're different characters than ourselves, but it's the way you show yourself as an artist that needs to make an impact. I decided to go for an image of being like sort of a pirate queen, and I had a crown made by an artist from Ukraine, and I'm still amazed when I look at it and when I take it out of its box And I'm so happy that I managed to have it on videos and also on the shows, like during the concert. I cannot wear it the whole concert because it would be very restraining. You cannot move so much with it. But I wear it at key moments during the show, and it has a great impact. It's beautiful visually. And so that's my favorite item, accessorized from my outfit for now, for this new cycle. I'm also having new pair of shoes that are so comfortable that I really love them. It's not always easy to find like comfortable shoes to be on stage with, and it makes such a difference when you feel comfy in your shoes. So I'm happy I found those little boots that have a feel of being from the past, but yet they're very actual, and it works very well with the rest. And then I'll see what I managed to come up with for the fall tour and for the next Shama shows. I'm still experimenting with outfits as being a pirate woman, and also taking into consideration my own body, how to feel comfortable and yet look like a pirate and enhance it and find a way between being a male pirate or a female pirate. You know, it's there's a multiple choice to make, but I'm happy to have this creative work on this field as well. Completes the whole thing very well.
You now have a crown as the queen of pirates, but of course the queen of pirates has various responsibilities. What are the three foremost and most important responsibilities of a pirate queen?
In which regards?
Oh, in any regards. You can twist that question into any direction that you like.
Good question. Responsibilities. I would say it's responsible for always knowing where to go, like which direction to follow, what to look for, like what is the North Star, you know. A pirate needs to have a destination, a direction, otherwise you're lost at sea, and that's terrible. You can end up in the most dangerous places. So you need that end goal, and I guess that's what part of her responsibilities. Then she could have a moral responsibility as well. Pirates have been very cruel and very instinctive human beings, like going down back to living through their instincts. If they need to kill, they kill. If they need to assault, they assault. If you need to steal, they need to steal, they steal. And this is absolutely not the portrait I want to make of a pirate. But a pirate queen could have this moral role of always trying to push things to a higher level and have people not succumb to their basic instincts, but carry a little bit more wisdom to their actions and maybe think before acting and maybe preventing some unnecessary evil and damage.
That one was quite philosophic. That was beautiful.
I don't know if I can think of a third one right now, or responsible, because the word responsibility is very tricky.
Then let's twist that question a little bit. What is your responsibility within your band that could translate into a pirate queen's responsibility?
So I'm responsible for our visual universe and for the depth of the meaning of our song as our lyricist. So I'm responsible for maybe the whole philosophy for the band, what we're talking about, how we want to connect with people through our music. You know, the words of a song, they are as important as the music itself. You can be touched by melodies and music and arrangements and sounds and production and just the by your melody itself. But the words they carry, it's through words that a person connects to another person as well. It's not only through words, but it's a big part of it. And I pay very, very close attention to how I express myself through the lyrics, so that what I felt in my life could be resonating with someone else's. And I think music are here and songs are here to build little bridges between people, even if they don't know each other. So that is my ultimate responsibility in Visions of Atlantis.
Also, really freaking beautiful. I'm kind of stumbling for my next questions because the last 3 minutes and the building up onto your persona as the Pirate Queen, and also your position within the band and your responsibilities within your band, are really freaking fascinating to me, and I'm trying my best to formulate new questions based on that idea and going deeper into that deep philosophical. Sorry, my English.
Yeah,
sometimes sometimes breaks on a few in a few places. I find really fascinating. If there was anything that you and your pirate crew would plunder, and you could choose what it is, whatever it is, it belongs to you after you stole it with your pirate crew. Whatever it is, you can have it. What would it be? Has to be a material thing, though.
Yeah, I understood. Back into the real world of what pirates would be about. I hesitate between either a very big museum with some William Turner paintings, because he's my favorite painter, and maybe I would love some of his frames in my house. But that would be, yeah, selfish of mine. I don't know if the other band, if the other guys from the band would target a museum first. Or let's say, I don't know, like plunder some of very big, fat bank accounts from people who don't even need to possess this much, and be a little bit of the Robin Hoods from the seas and redistribute this more equally between the citizens of the world, you know? I'm sure we could still guarantee everybody to be happy with large amounts of money, but there are amounts that are indecent for people to own, in my opinion. And maybe we could there do more justice.
I'm smiling from one ear to the other right now. I really love that take. Have you ever been seasick as Pirate Queen?
Yes. I've been terribly seasick on the ferry that goes from France to the UK. I don't know why, but there is something on that particular ship that caught me twice and made me feel extremely bad. Also because of this, of his architecture, infrastructures, when you... So I use this to on tour, of course. We have the Nightliner that parks inside the ship, and then you go through the stairs and you end up on the decks. And the thing is, when you come to the ship from the inside, sometimes it's hard to tell where is the front and where is the back. And it's hard to understand the movement of it. It's not too much movement, but it's enough movement to have your brain completely confused. And I felt seasick, yeah, twice on that ferry, which is a bit lame for a pirate band.
we all had to make our way until today, so maybe that was just the first hurdle to become Pirate Queen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even a pirate queen sometimes gets seasick. That's the main takeaway for today. Oh, and it's a beautiful one as well. Even the Pirate Queen once got seasick, even twice got seasick, but she pulled through, and look at her now. She's the goddamn Pirate Queen, and you out there, you take as much care for yourself as the Pirate Queen does. Look for yourself, take care of each other, and most importantly, rock and roll.
Yeah, amen to that. Plus, you know, how, like, you need to have experienced some things yourself to be credible to talk about it. And being a pirate queen, having been seasick, then I understand what is it about and how to help other people when they get seasick themselves.
even more beautiful words of wisdom. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. It's been absolutely beautiful. I hope to hear from you soon. I'm absolutely blasted away by the song Armada, by the way. Absolutely epic.
Is that your favorite from the? Have you been able to listen to the whole album yet?
I've been able to listen to the whole album, but Armada had time to grow on me a little more than the other songs, because that one is also available as a video that you can find on YouTube out there. Yeah, and it just grabbed me by the musical balls to be. Yeah, loved that one. It's like really. That's the song I would like to put on while I'm myself on a pirate ship, but with but with this last anecdote, I would love to end the episode for today. You out there, again, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, take care of Clementine, and most importantly, goddamn rock and roll.
Oh yeah, well done, well said.
Das war Pod of Rock, euer Podcast-Magazin rund um Metal, Rock und allem drumherum. Präsentiert von EMP. Und für Musik auf den Augen, werft doch einen akustisch formulierten Blick auf emp.de. Mit dem Code Pod of Rock erhaltet ihr satte Rabatte auf eure EMP-Bestellung und unterstützt so unseren Podcast.